Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It is mid-summer, and it's time to kick back and do a little bit of barbecue in your backyard. We're going to talk about it the lazy way today because, you know what, it's this hot, it's this humid. I really enjoy this weather, but it can get sticky if you're working too hard. So I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Good day and good grilling weekend. Thanks for joining us. Good to see you, Jop. It's going to be a fun show. We've got some real easy stuff lined up that's going to make people's weekends and weekdays and hot summer grilling a little bit better. But before we get into any of that, I want to wish a happy 28th birthday to my daughter, Maggie. She's moving home in just a couple of weeks from California, so that'll be great. We'll get our Maggie back.
Yep, it's always good to have her back because she's a lot of fun to be around, as well as she's real creative. There's always like little projects at your house that are getting done when she's around, so it's kind of cool to see. But what'd you do this last week, Barbecue Bob? I know you're on the road, man.
Yeah, dude, I was out in New York and Pennsylvania, and I had just a whole bunch of travel, but I did spend a fair amount of time rolling through the hills of Pennsylvania, the Poconos and the Alleghenies, and I tell you what, I got off the freeway and hit some smaller towns and scouting around for some dealers, had appointments, and taking these smaller two-lane roads in some of these states is the only way to do it.
Yeah, I saw some of your Facebook pictures. They were pretty amazing, the sunrise or sunsets and things.
I had to stop and turn around for that picture. I was rolling up from Altoona up to 80, and it was like 6 in the morning. I left really early, and I just came over this hill, and I could see the sun starting to peek out, and I looked down into this valley, and, you know, I mean, Pennsylvania has just tons of hills, and they're like hills on top of hills, you know? It's like, I don't know, God got pretty creative when he made that state.
Yep, it is. Cool part of the country. Well, did you get any barbecue while you were out there, or were you just working too hard?
You know, I tried a lot of cool different foods, but I did some barbecue the week before for Bandit Industries, and I want to give a shout-out to the folks up in Remus, Michigan, Bandit Industries. The factory has a ton of people that listen to the show. They have somewhere around, I don't know, 450 employees. They make wood chippers, and this is the happiest group of working people I've ever seen. Talk cool. to the owner, talk to a bunch of the employees. They love working for the guy. I made them like 12 brisket and 20 butts, and they ate every scrap of it.
Yeah, well, that's because your barbecue is good, brother. We all know that. I did a smaller version of that last weekend, hooked up with one of my friends who was in the class of 76 from Forest Hills Central, a high school here in West Michigan area, and I cooked for their class reunion. What a hoot. I mean, everybody was there. It was, you know, you could tell some hadn't seen people in 25, 30 years. Others were neighbors, you know, and it was everything in between, and it just made me smile to be able to be a little bit part of that. And, you know, usually you go to those gigs and you're serving food and you're kind of like the hired help. They made me feel really welcome. You know, they were bringing me a beer. I was standing there serving the meats, and they're like, "Hey, you better slow down a little bit, brother. You need a beer." So, you know, stop and take a break. They all wait in line while I have a couple sips of beer and then get back at it. So, but again, I want to talk about that is I did skinless, boneless chicken thighs. Mm-hmm. And what I did is I put them on a pellet smoker. And I'd not done them this way before, but I seasoned them up with some dry chicken rub, a little bit of a Memphis style, had a little bit of a citrus profile to it, and just late covered that pellet grill with those skinless, boneless thighs, turned that thing on about 250 and let it go for about an hour and a half. And they all got up to about 155 internal temp. I pulled them and put them in a big pan, covered them in foil. And then I had two grill loads to do like that, stacked them all in there, and then about an hour and a half before I go, I put them back on that pellet grill in the pan on low heat and heated them right up, put them in my cooler, got out there. They were warm. They were juicy. They held really well. None of them dried out. As that is a very universal piece of meat, that skinless, boneless
sure
thigh.
Yeah.
If I'd have done breasts, they'd have been dry like yep. pucks. But yep. anyway, it was. I think everybody ran and raved about them, so they came out good. But I'd never done it that way. For you know, there were 60 of them in a pan when I showed up, and it turned out good. Now the corn muffins, on the other hand, that was a major flop. They actually burned them three different times. Bought a new pan. So there's a tip. I mean, it's like try something out before you got to produce.
I think your oven's messed up.
Yeah, it must have been because I was going by the directions. I mean, they're freaking corn muffins. How hard can it be? But I burned up two batches of them. So let me finish the story on the burned corn muffins because it's hilarious. Michelle's dog is over. She's got a yellow lab, and they're basically a garbage disposal on 4 feet. And my dog is learning bad habits from it. I burn 24 corn muffins, throw them in the trash can, right? Go back outside to tend to my barbecue. I come back in, trash can's tipped over. There ain't a corn muffin anywhere. Those two dogs ate it, but they ate the papers and all. They just woofed down 24 corn muffins in 5 minutes. So we're finding little corn muffin papers all over the yard 2 or 3 days later. So you get the picture on that one. But couldn't believe it. They'd eat them paper and all, but didn't even slow them down, brother.
That's kind of like a wad for a muzzle loader.
Yeah, it wasn't the muzzle, though, that was loaded.
Yeah, no more jokes about that. I did find out something really cool about the Pittsburgh area while I was out there, and there's a tradition of putting, and maybe it's just this chain of restaurants I was at, but they like to stack up a layer of French fries, fresh-cut French fries, on their sandwiches. They make these ridiculous sandwiches out there. I mean, just stacked up giant monster things with everything, pepperoni, you name it. And they end up like 4 inches tall. I mean, literally, you can't bite them. You're like gnawing on the side. Yeah. So I'm
chewing at it.
Yeah, I got a big mouth. I can't even bite them.
Right.
Yep. Yeah, so there are some cool food traditions around the country. We're going to get into one of them in the next segment. We're going to talk about fish boils. But after that, in the third segment, we're going to get a phone call from a fella named Chaz Thompson, who is the brewer for, well, one of the brewers. They've got a few now at Schmo's Brewery, and today is their Schmohican Fest. So I know you'll be going down there. I cannot, but you're going to have lots of fun. So that's going to be cool. And then we're going to cover something else for lazy summer grilling, and that's brisket on a stick, which I love.
One of my favorite things.
Yeah.
I struggle with it, so I'll be interested to have that conversation with you because I have a tough time pulling that one off. They seem to get overdone every time I do them, and I don't know when to pull them properly. So I'm interested in having that conversation with you because
it's
Fred Flintstone, man. You got a big old beef bone and a hunk of meat on the end of
so
it.
Cool.
It's awesome.
Yeah. And then in the final, the cleanup segment, we're going to do a little bit of smoked pork chops because that's another great lazy summer grilling thing. To cover, and I think this time of year it's just nice to be able to put stuff on low and slow and go about your yard work or hang out with your friends, do whatever you want,
sit by your pool,
have
a cold one in your hand and relax, and it takes a little bit of planning to do that because you want to eat at a time, and when your meat's coming on the slow way, then you got to plan those sides accordingly to get them out. Best thing to do is get the salads, just pull them out of the refrigerator. Put them in a bowl when you're ready to serve them, man. I mean, that's just the best gig going on. But you're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We sure appreciate you listening in today. And stick with us. We're going to talk a little Upper-style fish boil when we come back.
Yesterday, I saw you standing there.